Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You visit us on the web, doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that, it's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, you have to forgive me, my nose is a little bit stuffy, my allergies are going nuts, fall is here, the leaves are coming down. Temperatures are below 50 degrees overnight here on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area. I don't know what it's doing where you live, but fall is certainly here. They're talking about winter is not too far behind with the first snowfall predicted here, like within the first week and a half of November is when they're talking about getting any significant snowfall. So winter is on the way. Fall is here. Now, last week we discussed winterizing your watercraft or your boat, and I thought this week would be an excellent time to talk about winterizing your camper or RV. And I did find this article from Reserve America, and you could go to our website. It's mvpinsure.us. Lower middle of the landing page, you'll see a link to Let's Talk Insurance. Click on that. It'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on, that's fine. Just go to the blog. The upper right of the blog is a search bar. Type in Winterizing Your RV 2021. It'll bring you to the blog post associated with this podcast with the tips that I'm going to discuss today, as well as a link to the full article from Reserve America. Now, I want you to read the full article because I'm only going to share a couple tips here. Just a few things to wet your whistle and get you interested in learning a bit more on winterizing your camper or RV. Now, of course, the first thing on the list here is pretty much the same one that we talked about last week with winterizing your watercraft or boat, and that is clear the systems. Draining all the water systems is very, very important in the winter, especially if you're in the Midwest, upper Midwest, where it snows. Gets really, really cold. Temperatures often overnight get below zero. Imperative that you get all the water out of your RV systems, your boat systems, your watercraft systems to prevent any bulging or cracking of any of the systems. So it's very, very important that you do that. On your camper RV, if you got them, drain all the tanks, your freshwater tank, your gray water tank, your black water tank, as well as the water heater. Make sure that your water heater is drained. People don't think about that. If your camper or RV has a water heater, definitely drain that water heater. Open all the faucets and flush any toilets. You got to make sure that you get all the water out as much as possible. Now, this article does discuss that some RVs or campers do have the option of having a blowout valve where you could hook up an air compressor. That will blow water. That's what you want to do when you're winterizing. No, it'll blow air throughout your water systems to make sure that there is no water in them whatsoever. So if you do have that option, read the owner's manual, learn how to hook up the air compressor and blow out all the pipes within your camper or RV. they also recommend that after you do that, that you get some recreational vehicle antifreeze. Again, you need to get the specific antifreeze. Don't just go to the auto parts store and just grab car antifreeze. That's not the same. You need RV, recreational vehicle, antifreeze. According to this article, it says it's pink. So that would be one indicator that you're purchasing recreational vehicle antifreeze. But again, read the label. Make sure that you're getting it. They recommend that you pour it into your freshwater, gray water, black water tanks. You pour it down all your drains, your shower drain if you got a shower, your sink drains, and also in the toilet. And that will help to help the seals within those items stay flexible, and they won't crack or anything like that. But make sure that you get recreational vehicle antifreeze. Don't use a car antifreeze. It's very, very important. The next tip I have for you is stabilize your RV. Read your owner's manual to see if using the stabilizing jacks for winter storage is recommended. There are some out there, I imagine, that say you shouldn't use those during the winter. But by and large, I think that it would be safe for you to use those in the winter. Of course, just to make sure that your camper RV remains stable. You know, you get a good wind gust. If it's not stabilized, it could fly right over. So definitely look into using your stabilizing jacks. And then there's, in the Reserve America, it says that if possible, to either use the stabilizing jacks or get jacks to actually lift the camper or the camper up off the ground so that you don't get flat spots on your tires. So that may be a possibility as well. They recommend that you store your camper or RV on a paved or concrete surface to keep it stable, and that will prevent issues with winter thaw when moving it in the spring. Because if you park it in the grass, you know, and you get winter thaw happening, it's going to get real muddy. It's going to sink. The tires are going to sink down, obviously, because you've got a huge RV putting a lot of weight on those tires, and it's going to push it into the ground, and it's going to be that much more difficult to pull it out when the time comes. So definitely, if you can park it on a paved or concrete surface to keep it stable and make it easier to move in the spring, you're going to be better off. The next tip they have here is remove the batteries and propane. It's recommended that you remove any batteries or propane storage tanks from the camper or RV and store them in a warm, dry place. It says specifically in there, don't store them inside the RV. Totally understand. You don't want to do that. So definitely make sure that they're in a safe, dry, and warm place as far as the batteries and the propane storage tanks. If you can't remove the batteries, they recommend disconnecting the cables for safety purposes. That's a great idea. And then also, when you remove the the propane storage tanks, they recommend wrapping the connections to the RV in plastic bags with rubber bands, and that'll keep insects, water, dirt, debris from getting inside those connections. Because you know, you don't want to have any issues with something clogging those lines that go into the RV or camper as far as the propane. So you want to keep those as clear and as clean as possible. So they recommend that you wrap those in plastic bags with rubber bands around them to keep them nice and dry and clear of any debris, insects, whatnot. And the last tip I want to share with you, again, I want you to read the full article from Reserve America. I'm only sharing a few tips here. The next tip is clean the interior. Clean the appliances and cabinets, removing items that may attract vermin or could potentially burst from being frozen. Clean out the fridge and freezer, making sure the freezer has been defrosted and is dried out. They recommend propping the door open to the refrigerator and freezer and putting a fresh box of baking soda in the freezer and in the fridge to absorb any odors that may occur. They talk about vacuuming the interior. Obviously, you want to do that. Taking care of any bedding. Removing any valuable items. So if you're going to be storing this somewhere like a storage facility or something, you're going to want to get all the valuables out. You're going to want to get video game systems, the TVs, MP3 players, anything in there of value that can be taken. get it out. That is their recommendation. Again, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us. Lower middle of the landing page, you'll see a link to Let's Talk Insurance. Go ahead and click on that link, and it'll bring you to the blog post for today if you happen to be listening. If you're listening later on, that's fine. Upper right of the blog, you'll see a search bar, and type in Winterizing Your RV 2021, and it'll bring you to the blog post associated with this podcast with a link to the article from Reserve America. Well, again, I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan, on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area. You can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, and that number is 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. Again, I am Matt, and I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I hope you stay safe. I hope you stay healthy. And if you got allergies, I certainly sympathize with you. We'll talk to you next time. Take care.